And now WJCU brings you Jewish Community Radio weekly half hour from 12:30 to 1 p.m. Fridays. We do this one live, public service slot here on WJCU, University Heights. And let's go to a little bit of music. I know I decided for a little bit of music here, but you know what? I'll tell you what. I got a better idea. Why don't we go right to our special guest today? We have a special guest at the studio today, and normally I just start with a little bit of music, the transitioning between the Heights programming, which will come back at the top of the hour, but we're going to go right to our guest today, the world-famous Ivy Coppin. Ivy, welcome to the studio once again of WJCU.
Thanks, Fred. Thank you. It's wonderful to see you. It's been too long.
Yes, it has been. Ivy is, how should we best describe Ivy?
Well, if you want me to explain me?
Okay, sure.
Okay. I am the project coordinator and recruiting specialist of the Jewish Big Brother Big Sister Association.
I got to talk right to your microphone. I got just your microphone. 1 second. There. See, in radio, you got to go right into the microphones. It's kind of one of those things. So if you don't talk right in the microphone, nobody can hear you.
Okay, well.
That's better. I got you now.
Okay. I am the project Jewish Big Brother Big Sister Association, which is located in Shaker Heights in the Belfair Buildings. We are located on their property.
And Belfair, of course, is on Fairmount, right by Belvoir, right down the street from us here at John Carroll.
That's right.
And, well, I've heard of Big Brothers, Big Sisters. I think a lot of people have. But for those people who don't know what it is, tell us a little bit about Big Brothers, Big Sisters and the Jewish Big Brothers, Big Sisters. What makes your group different?
Okay. Well, first of all, we all Big Brother, Big Sister organizations are under the auspices or under the umbrella of the National Big Brother, Big Sister Association. So the Jewish Big Brother, Big Sister Association is also under that umbrella. What we do is we recruit big brothers and big sisters, so anybody from age 21 and up who are interested in being a mentor to a child between the ages of 6 and 18. They go through an extensive interview, training, fingerprinting, background check. We have a caseworker on every match. Right now we have about approximately 90 matches. We also have a Beechwood Buddies program, which means that we go into the Beechwood schools, and we have Beechwood High School students who tutor Beechwood Elementary School students, which is, this is, I believe, our second or third year. We will be celebrating our 90th anniversary next year for Jewish Big Brother, Big Sister. On November 9th is our biggest fundraiser, which is Bowl for Kids' Sake, which takes place at Solon Freeway Lanes. And I think, Fred, the last time I was here was a couple weeks before our Bowl for Kids' Sake a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
so
well,
it has been a while.
Yeah, we should have had you on more often because you do great work. And you know, somehow, your card has literally been on my desk for about 2 years now. It's getting kind of a little beat up over time because just sitting there, you know.
Well, I'll give you a new one before
good,
I leave.
Good, please do because I got to keep your information current here. But so you have this. Let's first talk about Jewish Big Brothers. Okay, why would somebody, in what situation would somebody need a big brother, big sister?
Oh, you know, Fred, that's a great question because things have changed over the years. We kind of have changed depending on what our clients need. Depending on social aspects that are going on in the community. And when we first began our program, we mostly placed Jewish boys with big brothers. And these were boys who came usually from single-parent homes. Because times have changed so much, we actually service little brothers and little sisters, and the families they come from are all different types of families. It could be two parents that work and aren't home often enough for their children, for example, maybe after school or on the weekends. It could be a family that has a disabled child in the family and the other children need a little bit of attention. There could have been a death in the family of a parent. It could be a child who just needs a friend. And that's really what we are. We don't take the place of a parent. We're a role model. We take the place of an adult friend.
So, for example, let's say somebody has two parents are working. The kid comes home from school. So this is not really like something like a foster situation. This is one where somebody comes in and somebody who's, let's say, I guess over 18, you got to be over 18 to do
actually,
this.
You have to be over 21.
21. Okay. Thank mm-hmm. you. And you'll basically take a child, let's say once a week, twice a week, somewhere, something with them or just talk to them.
And actually, when you say once or twice a week, I'm going to correct you because our big brothers and big sisters, a lot of them have full-time jobs. We ask them to devote 2 times a month.
That's not that hard.
No, it's not. And it's a minimum of 2 hours each time. And it can be any day during the week. So what you do is you speak with your little brother, your little sister, or their guardians, their parents, whoever are custodians of them, and you find out what the best days during the month would be. So it doesn't have to be a weekend. For example, it could be an early dinner and then a trip to the library to do some homework. So we are able to have a lot of flexibility.
So you're not... Isn't that a requirement for big entertainment budget? This is basically just taking somebody and...
Right. We some type of excursion. I mean, it could be a walk in the park. It could be out for an ice cream cone. It could be to your home to do an art project.
We're not talking about you got to put even a big layout, just a couple hours of your time and twice a month.
Absolutely. And often, to be honest, in the summertime, a lot of our matches slow down because a lot of our kids go to camp, which I want to share with you. Not only do we have the Big Brother, Big Sister program, but we also offer our littles many, many different things. For example, any child that's in our program who wants a partial scholarship to camp can get a scholarship to camp. It does not have to be a Jewish camp. It can be the camp of their choice. If a family is having some financial issues and a child might need braces on their teeth, we have endowments that help with those kind of things. Also, all of our bigs, the Jewish Community Center has been wonderful. They give all of our bigs a complimentary pass. So whenever they're with the littles, they can come to the JCC and do some activities with them.
So basically, in essence, you're saying is that the community is going out of its way as a community to make sure that, here's a little secret, free pass to JCC, be a big brother, big sister.
And it really encourages our program. It encourages our bigs and littles to go out in public, to get involved in some team of things.
See, I would have thought, and I'm glad you're here because you corrected my misconceptions, because I would have thought that if you want to be a big brother, big sister, you got to put in a lot of time. You got to put in twice a week, a few times a week. I mean, I really would have thought, it wasn't for you now, that I would have to be with somebody 3-4 times a week.
No.
Because big brother, big sister, it's a commitment for being
a commitment, but the really, something that's a little bit different with our program than other big brother, big sister programs, all of our children have to be referred by a parent or guardian, which means the parent or guardian really has to be vested in the program. They understand the rules. They understand that there are boundaries. They understand there's a caseworker overseeing every match, someone that the parent can go to or the child can go to if there's an issue that they want to discuss, and they don't only have to go to the big, there's support from our office.
Okay, so this is interesting because you know, even since last time we talked 2 years ago, boy, we got to have you on more often. But
how about every week?
You want to come in? Come on in. I can use the help. I really can. You know,
After I recruit you to be a big brother,
boy,
then we'll talk.
Tell you, it's hard to say no to you. Actually, it's very hard to say no. You know, I'm just glad you're not a used car saleswoman. You know, I'd be in trouble here. I'd have a flea in my driveway. but seriously though, let me understand this. Okay, so basically, you said parent initiated. So a parent says, okay, I can use a hand. So this basically is not something through where a kid has a... Are there kids, I should say, who come through Jewish Family Service with severe problems? Or this is mostly just kids whose parents say, you know, I wish my son had someone to hang out with for a few hours a week, once every other week?
Well, this is how it works. We might have some kids that come to us through Jewish Family Service, but they actually have to come through us. Jewish Family Service has to contact the parent or guardian, and the parent has to contact us. It could also be a parent, like you said, they see us on the internet, www.jbbbsa.org. They can apply online.
Good plug, by the way.
They can actually fill out an application online, or they can meet with me. And what I do all week long is I meet with parents who are interested in the program. They want to hear about the program. There's absolutely no obligation. And by the way, there's no fee. They meet with me. They find out if this, you know, is a good thing for their child. They go away. I give them time to think about it. I meet people who want to be bigs, or they think they want to be bigs. I meet with you know, if I'll be happy to send people the information, or I actually very often sit down and meet with somebody. I always think that's a little bit more effective.
Okay, well, let me tell you what's on my mind. Yes. I'm sure it's on the mind of a lot of people. I'm thinking, okay, oh, brother, I've got, okay, let's look at me. I work all day. I make time for my family, my nephew, if I have time. We went to the football game last night. I took him out everywhere. You know, have a lot of fun. But my thought is that, well, you know, what do? I got to go through this process of being vetted, checked out, scrutinized, and make sure that I am, I'm not a criminal. I got a couple of speeding tickets. Is that going
to
stop you?
Well, if you have more than 4 points, you cannot be a big brother or a big sister.
Well, I don't think I'm that bad. But
well, 4 is pretty easy to get. I always tell people when I first took this job, I had 6 points. It's very easy to get those points.
No, but basically is that you'll give people who are, you know, going to basically take a kid out once in a while, but you don't have to like be up. I mean, okay, let's say you got an appointment with somebody, you're supposed to be there, you can't make it. I mean, is it a big, you know, you call the kid and say, hey, would you mind if we reschedule? You're not locked into to a certain must be schedule. I mean, you can say, hey, call the kid and say, you know, I got a couple hours, you want to go somewhere?
Absolutely. That's okay. The beauty of it, that is the beauty of it, and the important thing, like I said before, having the parents and guardians vested in the program. There's very, very, very few times that you would show up at a child's house on a scheduled visit and the child wouldn't be there. I mean, and that's the importance of having that family support.
Okay, so what else do you, what are the requirements for somebody to be 21? You can't have 4 points of driving record.
You can't be a felon.
Can't be a felon. I presume that one for sure, yes.
Right.
I think felons would be out, but, you know, my speeding tickets are misdemeanor. Those don't count. Okay, four points only.
And you can be any age over 21. Actually, I have several men and women who are over 60 who are big brothers and big sisters, and then I have, you know, people that are just 21 and a little bit older than that, and I have 30s and 40s. So there's a wide range, and often. What's so unique about us is we really hear what our volunteers do, what they're interested in, how much time they have available, what age children they're comfortable with, how far they want to drive, and we ask those parents the same kinds of questions, and that's really how we begin these match processes. There is not a first-come, first-serve agenda at our office. It really is about making the right match.
So basically, you're not gonna, in essence, you're not gonna put somebody who likes to go rock climbing with a kid who wants to be a bookworm.
Absolutely not. Although I will tell you, there are parents who feel that some of their children need to get out more. So we will look for somebody who enjoys the outdoors. I mean, we really, and we'll also, by the way, in the interview process, we meet. We'll have the bigs interview process, and then we have the littles interview process with their parents, and we really hear about what this child likes to do, maybe what this child would like to do, but they've never been exposed to it. So there's a lot of detail that goes into the match process. But, you know, for example, if I have a kid who does theater and he doesn't do sports and you want to go to a sporting event every night, I'm not going to match you with him.
Obviously, yeah, that would be a bad match.
Right, exactly. And I'm not going to, by the way, it's a male-to-male and a female-to-female match. I mean, there are agencies that sometimes will mix the genders. We don't do that.
Okay, I think it's probably a better idea that way. Personally, that's my opinion.
And I want to tell you one more thing that I think is important. Today, with so much interfaith marriages, right now we are only taking Jewish children. We used to take children that were part of the Belfair program, but right now we're really trying to fulfill our mission of servicing Jewish children. That doesn't mean that the child has to be 100% blood Jewish. I mean, a child could come from an interfaith marriage. They could have a grandparent that's Jewish. So if the child has a need, we really try to find that Jewish blood in them because we really want it.
I know you want to match these kids. You're probably working pretty hard on that. Let's take a, before we get into that and the big Bowl for Kids Sake event coming up. And
the rib burn-off.
How can we not talk about the rib burn-off? Right. How can we not talk about that? But before, let's get to news from Israel. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay, here's, Ivy, hang on a second. We'll go to news from Israel. We'll be back and hit the local news here on WJCU University Heights. You're listening to Jewish Community Radio. And the weather outside of the studios of WJCU is 76 degrees. What a beautiful day outside it is today. And we'll get the weather for the weekend here in Cleveland. Today we have a few showers. That's why I brought my umbrella in. Ivy, you didn't bring an umbrella.
No, because I got a close parking spot.
You got a close parking spot?
I heard you, since the kids are all coming back today, I heard you parked on the other side of campus.
Yes, I couldn't find a place to park. I had to literally run about a mile to get here. So
when I hugged you and you were sopping wet, that was
I felt so bad. I hope,
we'll talk about it later.
I'm hoping you didn't notice that. I was like, oh my God, she's going to kill me. Yes, this is live radio. Okay, but seriously, getting back to the weather. Let's see what we're going to have this weekend. This weekend we have tomorrow. We're going to have some beautiful weather. Looks like we're going to have Sunday and Monday as well. Going to be a nice weekend. And we'll get back here, of course, Sunday morning for Jewish Community Radio at 7 a.m. till 8 a.m. Looking at the calendar in the Jewish community, August 31st, that's Sunday, is also Rosh Chodesh Elul, as well as Monday is day two of the new month. And Monday, of course, is also Labor Day. And with the Labor Day weekend, we have some fun in the Jewish community. The great rib burn-off, the kosher rib burn-off is taking place this week, and a lot of groups are going to be there, including Beitar, Mizrahi, and a bunch of others. They're going to be over at the Gross Schechter Day School.
And Jewish Big Brother, Big Sister.
You got a booth?
We did. It's our first year. I have never been. We're doing snow cones.
You and I are going to have a little fight over who got the best ribs. You know that.
Oh, for sure. Let me tell you something. I love ribs. I just have to remember that I'm supposed to be there to work,
Ivy?
Not just to eat.
Ivy?
Yes.
This is war. We're gonna have to talk about this later. We're gonna talk about this later.
But we will have a booth. Come visit us. I'll have lots of material there. You'll get to meet me because I'll be there all day long.
And ladies and gentlemen, you have to come see Ivy. She's gorgeous.
And we will be making snow cones.
Come for her. Now, but seriously, getting back to some of the other news here, let's see here. We have September 9th, Good Israel is presenting an award to Rabbi Yitzchak Margaretin, the Torah Leadership Award, at the Midwest Annual Dinner in Chicago. For more information, call Rabbi A.D. Motzen at 847-674-4000. And Rabbi Margaretin has been a Jewish educator here in Cleveland for many, many years, and I can't think of anybody who deserves a Torah Leadership Award than him. Well, I can think of a lot of people who deserve one, but he's great. Nonetheless, we have Beechwood is having their Hazardous Waste Roundup Thursday, September 4th through Thursday, September 11th at the Beechwood Service Department, door number 5. I believe this is for Beechwood residents only, but they'll take things like oil, solvent-based paint, sealers, primers, varnishes, all kinds of stuff you don't know how to get rid of, including gasoline, lighter fluid, mercury, and fluorescent bulbs. Whatever you want to get rid of, you live in Beechwood, that's a great place to do it. Getting back to the calendar, looks like Rosh Hashanah this year is on Tuesday and Wednesday, September 30th and October 1st. That means Wednesday, October 8th is Erev Yom Kippur. Thursday, October 9th is Yom Kippur itself. So, Ivy, no ribs that day. this weekend, a lot of fun stuff. There is Beechwood Family Fun Day, August 31st, this Sunday, is from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Beechwood Aquatic Center parking lot. They're going to have giant slides, pony rides, carnival games, sand art, all kinds of caricatures. So basically, go to Sunday for Beechwood Family Fun Day, Monday for ribs.
Right.
What a deal.
It's going to be a great weekend.
Good. And also, speaking of Belfair, this is something. There's a parenting workshop based on Dr. Arthur Lavin and Susan Glaser's book.
Glaser.
Do you know them?
Well, Susan Glaser was the preschool director when my kids were younger at the Mayfield JCC. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Well, the book's called Who's the Boss? And facilitated by Courtney Eventschik?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm not sure.
I can't help you with that one.
MANCSP, co-author of the Who's the Boss Workshop Manual. And that's going to be over at Belfair. For more information, call Belfair. I don't have Belfair.
932-2800.
You got to come in more often. You come here every week for now on. You're going to be my co-host for now on. You got the names right. You got all the stuff right here. It's great. But also, we have Mazel Tov to Rabbi and Mrs. David Ginsburg on the occasion of their son's bar mitzvah and on the wedding of Milch and Adina Muskel. And of course, one more, Mazel Tov to Ephraim and Laura Sharon on the engagement of their daughter Adina to Jake Dan of Rochester. I'm not sure if it's Rochester, Minnesota or Rochester, New York. I don't know either. It's Rochester. Who cares?
I bet it's New York.
Everyone's happy. Who cares? But getting back to this interview here, I got to tell you some interesting, Ivy. I got a note posted to me on Facebook today.
Okay.
It's from a member of the community locally, a nice guy, Neil Parks, who wrote, "Good to know you'll be talking about Jewish Big Brothers Big Sister Association today on WJCU. I'm planning to tune in. I have been a big brother for several years."
Wow.
So we have people who have been doing this for a long, long time. And in fact, I'll tell you, one of my good friends when he was a kid, he had a big brother, and his big brother was another friend of mine. and you know, they're good friends. I mean, you know, I'm only gonna use first names, but David, who was a little, is now David's a big guy now, and he's now a daddy. And boy, did he change! I tell you, the Big Brothers was a great organization for him. He went from what I'm gonna say is that being nice. He changed after being married. He ended up being the calmest guy in the world. Like, he was on Valium, like me on Valium right now, talking slowly.
No. Well, actually, they are great stories. We actually have several people who were littles, then they were bigs, and then we even have a couple people who then became president of the association.
Cool.
So I think that we not only touch a child's life, but we touch that person's life through their entire life, which is really a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's an incredible organization you have. You put together a lot of great stuff. But let's talk about some fun event here. And I guess it's probably a good way for people to get to know you and the organization. Mm-hmm. You have the 90th annual Bowl for Kids' Sake on Sunday, November 9th. It's a couple months away.
It is. It's at Solon Freeway Lanes. But I have to tell you, Fred, we have started doing the fundraising already. And if you go to www.jbbbsa.kintera.org, you can actually...
How do you spell
Kintera? It's Kintera. And if you go to that website, you can sign up, you can start a team, you can actually do what I'm doing. I'm a virtual bowler because I have to work that day. So what I've done is I have sent out emails to all my friends asking them to help fulfill my goal. So I'm getting a lot back, and I started early this year. So it's not too early to start since the website's up.
Well, for what it's worth, I'm a virtual bowler even when I do bowl. So, you know, we got something in common there. You know?
Yeah, that's true. But it's more than just bowling. I just need to tell you, I mean, we have Petals, who is actually Flower Clown's real sister, like in real life.
Okay.
We have Teresa's, who will be donating their pizza this year. And actually, they're not quite donating, but they're giving us a great deal because Greg Warner at Solon Properties.
Here for commercial stuff. We got to be careful.
Okay, we'll be careful. We'll be careful. Am I allowed to say, like, we have like Terry Macklin there all day?
Yeah.
He's an In Kind Service, and we have Scott Morrison from Discovery Photo, and he's going to be taking photos. And we really usually have about 650 people. We usually make about $70,000 in about 5 hours.
I'm in the wrong business.
But you know what? The one thing I want to share with you, and I think most people don't know this, that money goes toward all of our programming, and it costs approximately $1,000 for each match each year.
Wow.
So we really do need people to support the program, to come out that day, to have fun, to learn about what we do. And if you have any questions, you can call our office too, which is 216-932-2800.
And
ask them for Jewish Big Brother, Big Sister. By the way, the 2800 is the Belfair number, but just ask them to connect you to Jewish Big Brother, Big Sister.
And of course, the website is JBBB. It's three B's. So it's JBBBSA.
Right.
.org.
You got it.
That's simple. And they can hold you for a quick call in the office and go from there. Okay, so you guys put together these programs. And one last question I got to ask you, just so I understand this, okay? So someone is listening to the radio today and saying, you know, I can help out, but I don't have a lot of time. 2 hours twice a month.
Twice a month. And you know what? Fred, I really mean this. Timing is everything. I will meet with anyone who's interested that's over the age of 21 that meets the criteria, because I think it's important to learn about the program, go back, think about it. And this might not be the time for someone. Maybe they don't have the time right now, but you know what? It doesn't mean that in 6 months they wouldn't have the time. So I am happy to talk to anybody. They can actually reach me at 216-561-0577 or by email at the letter I, the letter V as in victory, 61@roadrunner.com. And I would be happy to speak with anybody or meet with anybody that's interested in the program, either for their child or for themselves.
And the program is there a cost to participants or parents that
There's no cost to the parents.
Anybody.
And in terms of the bigs, we give you a ton of ideas to do with your littles. The one thing we do request is that if you take the little to something that costs money, that you take care of the expenses.
Yeah,
that's the only thing we ask
sense.
For
that makes
in
sense.
Terms of in
sense.
Terms of finances. But our families, this is a free service.
So this is a great opportunity for somebody to be a kid once again.
It is. It is. And I'm going to share something else with you. There's so much to say, but we also have about 6 group outings a year, which all the bigs and the littles get together and they meet, and our agency pays for all of that. So we go to the Boneyard. We're at John Carroll right now. We've had the girls' soccer team come in and do a demonstration. And then we do whirly ball. I mean, we have wonderful group events approximately 6 times a year where groups of people get together. So not only do we have the bigs and littles, but you also meet other adults who have a connection immediately because you each have a little. So that's kind of cool in terms of, you know, it's my own little match.com kind of thing, or J-Date.
Ivy is a consummate matchmaker, just so you know.
I am. I can tell you stories, but that's another show.
That's another show, exactly. But so Ivy, you're doing great work in the community. I gotta commend you.
I love what I do. I've been doing it almost 4 years now. Jewish Big Brother Big Sister has been doing it almost 90 years.
So you're the newcomer.
I am the newcomer, but they also call me. It's interesting. I was meeting with
nickname time.
Nickname time. I was meeting with an organization that wants to start a Jewish Big Brother Big Sister program in Manhattan. And when I met with them a couple months back, when I walked into the room, they said, "We hear that you're called the closer." And we
the
all laughed, meaning that
you close the deal.
I close the deal, and I think the best way
cars.
To close the deal
it's
is by being
about
real.
Used cars. You can sell anything,
right? So if you're at all interested, I'd love to chat with you.
That's great, and Ivy, you're doing great work. I want to thank you once again. And
Fred, thanks for the opportunity. I got the phone call, and
well, come anytime. You know, seriously, it's I. Always love a good guest. You're a great guest. You're informative. You have a lot to say. And, you know, I take something seriously. It's funny when doing the radio show this show is about highlighting various things in the Jewish community that people should know, want to know, don't know, etc. And I like to bring in guests from over the community from different aspects. Now we're going to try and do some stuff for the Jewish New Year coming up in the next month or so. But I'm going to try and focus on education also for the next month or so as the school year starts. And this is a great time because, you know, school year starting. You know, hey, you can take a kid just to go to the library.
Right.
That's not expensive.
No.
I thought JCC pass things, so not a bad deal. Take notes, people. Yeah. So
well, Fred, you could bring your little in and have him do like a little radio show with you.
You can take
him to work if you don't have the time to be with him. Bring him to work.
Let's bring him to radio show once a week. This is actually not work. I'm a volunteer.
That's right.
This is all volunteer. And in closing, we got to finish the show here. But you know, this is actually probably one of the very few shows where I've not had one song played the entire half hour. So it's kind of people are wondering what's going on here, but not one song played. This is a great interview. Ivy, I want to thank you. We're actually running about a minute over time here today, but I want to thank you for coming on. Great work. And a reminder, we are on every Friday 12:30 to 1 here at WJCU 88.7 University Heights, as well as Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until 8 a.m. We have a Sunday morning show. It's V Turner. I'm the kind of co-host there, and this is my show here on Fridays. And we look forward to having you back here, being back here, I should say, again on Sunday morning. Have a great week.